Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We've done War of the Roses now for a year and a half, 2 years, and each week it always seems to be a little different than the last. This one, we're dubbing the Osbournes version of War of the Roses. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you? I can already hear the stress. What's going on?
I have issues. Okay. My boyfriend, we've been together for like about a year. And the first maybe about 4 or 5 months we were together, he was messing around. He was like basically f***ing this like that works at this restaurant down the street from where we live.
Is that her real name?
Yeah, that's her name. No, actually, I think her first name is Ganky. Because that's exactly what she is.
Okay.
And, you know, she works at, like, I don't know, like, the evil box or some shit, like, you know, down the street. And, you know, I like, came home from work one day and, like, caught them in bed together. It's, like, it was so bad, I don't even know. Like, this fucking and my man just fucking around on me when I'm at work, like, trying to make the dollar. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
Lisa, I'm no psychologist, but I am sensing that there's still some anger.
A little bit. A little bit. And I'll tell you why. This is so f***ed up. So f***ed up. He needs to keep it in his pants, too. But I saw in his car, like, a box from the Able Bot.
Okay.
And yeah. You think... like a to-go bag. And it wasn't old. It was, like, pretty fresh. It was, like, you know...
How long ago was this?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So if I'm hearing you right, he goes out when you guys first start dating. He has sex with a woman that works over at Seable.
Yeah, you know what I did to him, too?
Uh-uh.
When he was sleeping, I burned him with my curling iron.
This is so hell. Why are you even still with this guy? What is the matter with you?
Because I love him.
Oh, come on now. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. He's just f***ed up, but I do love him.
So this guy messes around on you. You burn him with a curling iron. You stay together. He comes home with a bag in his car, and now you want to get out of the relationship?
I don't necessarily want to get out. I just want to find out what's going on. I want to find out who's f***ing around with the gang that lives, you know, that works down the street.
Now, maybe if you broke up with him, you wouldn't have so much bitterness.
Yeah, why are you with this guy? He's never going to treat you right anyway. Why are we even making this call?
I just want to know. Because, you know, he does love me, even though he can't keep it in his pants. He says he's been faithful. I just want to find out.
I'm just curious, because I've never talked to anybody that actually caught somebody else in bed. What is that whole scenario like? You open up the door, there he is, literally having sex with somebody else. And what does he say?
Well, basically, they didn't say much because I was too busy hitting them and screaming and, like, you know, kicking them out of the bedroom. But, yeah, like, I went in there and it totally smelled like sex. It was so bad. Asses and, you know, whatever.
This is not going to go well. Will you make a promise to me? Once we find out if this guy is sleeping with Seable, that you don't stab or shoot him?
Yeah, okay.
Or burn him with a curling iron?
Yeah, I can't promise that.
I just know, I can already tell where this thing is going. I mean, this guy is messing around. You're aware of that, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, he couldn't even f*** around with the bitch that works at a decent restaurant, you know? Not even like the Olive Garden.
All right, what's dude's name that we're calling?
His name's Bob.
You know, we're going to give Bob a call here.
Okay.
You just stay on the line. I know as hard as this is going to be for you, don't say anything until Lindsay finds out who he's going to turn around and send the flowers to, and also what he's going to write on the card, okay? And as soon as we find out what he's going to write on the card, then you can go ahead and you can pretty much say anything you want, all right?
Is Bob in, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Bob, this is Lindsay from the Rose Bunker. How are you?
Lindsay?
Yeah, from the Rose Bunker, new flower shop in the area. How you doing?
Cool.
Yeah, did I wake you up?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Bob. I apologize. I started calling people a couple hours ago, so I figured that you'd be up. I apologize. But I have good news for you.
Cool.
As part of a promotional offer, we are going to send you a dozen long-stem red roses, and you can send the roses to whomever you want. So you basically get to send someone free flowers. Do you want to send someone free flowers?
Free flowers?
Yeah, totally free flowers.
Wow. Yeah.
Bob, what have you been doing this morning?
What?
What are you doing right now?
Oh, sleeping.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I just have to fill out a card. Who would you like to send your roses to? To Lisa, okay. And what would you like the card to say? Bob? You with me?
Yeah. Okay. Got these free flowers and thought of you.
No. Got these free flowers and thought of you? Is this your girlfriend?
Yep.
Okay, maybe you want to do something more romantic?
That's cool.
Do you love her?
Yes.
You guess? Is she like the one and only for you?
Let me go ahead and interrupt here. This is Bert and that's Lindsay and we're calling from Q100 Radio.
Okay.
And we actually have Lisa on the other line right now. Hey, Lisa, you want to say
hi? You guess though? Like you don't know? Like you have to think
now.
About it? Like you guess? What the is that?
Lisa, you know I love you.
Hey, Bob, let me tell you what's going on
here. You don't know you love me. You had to think about it. You guess though?
Oh, come on now. You got to give him a break.
No. Dumb
I'm just
waking up. And let me ask you a question since we're on the subject anyway. What are you doing eating that evil bat?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Here's what's going on. Lisa thought maybe that you were getting back together with that girl over at,
I found a bag, Bob, in your car from the evil bat.
That's what I was going to say. She thought maybe that there was something going on between you and that girl that works over at Evil Bat, Becky. And that's why she placed this... To make sure that there is nothing.
Her name's the
I thought I was getting free flowers.
You are, but
what the free flowers? It's always about free shit, isn't it?
Oh.
It has nothing to say.
Lisa, do you think you're being just a little hard on the guy? He sent him back to you.
He guesses he loves me. The dumb shit. What is that? Why don't you go to the evil pie and guess you like love someone over there? Some
please. You give me some flowers. Give me some flowers.
What are you doing eating some evil pie?
I'm hungry.
I don't even know.
We're going to let you guys go. The good news here, Lisa, is Bob turned around and he sent the roses to you. I mean, you got to give him a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, I'll give him a break later.
See you guys.
Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What?
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.